our special guest here.
Who do we have on hold?
We have a special guest here on hold. And let's play what he said last year when he was on here last time before we go to him. Come on, computer.
Good morning. This is Shirley Williger. Rise and shine. I know you're so draggy on a Sunday morning. But get up and listen to Jewish Community Radio right here on WJBB87C.
87C. Good morning, Shirley. Good morning.
Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning.
Do we wake you up today?
A beautiful sunny day in Cleveland.
Yes, it's actually sunny, and we don't have any snow. We had that last week.
What did you have?
We had a little snow last week, actually. Nothing
over
that...
here in New York, we didn't change the clock yet. You know that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. It's really what?
6:30.
Oh, my...
No, actually, they do reverse. It's 4:30 a.m. there in New York.
Well, you know...
We're 3 hours behind Cleveland now.
Right. Well, you guys don't need to change the clock because when you're called a city that never sleeps, what's the difference?
That's right. Who cares?
There's no difference. 6:30, 4:30. But we know that the Ruach is burning and it's alive and well in a little congregation called Ateres Shlomo right there in the new heart of Flatbush on 29th and K, which you've been zeichet to daven at and as well as myself. I've been there many a time. So tell us a little bit about this. You know, what's the attraction and what made you decide to put an album together with Rabbi Tversky, known as the Hornestipler Rebbe?
Right. Well, a few years ago when Rabbi Tversky moved to Flatbush from, I believe it was Denver, Colorado, he used to have a shul in his house and he used to have a Rebbe Shoshala Shudis, very close and intimate Shala Shudis, and myself and a few of my friends used to go to him, and just he's a tremendous warm person, and his Torah is beautiful, it's clear and thought out, and his Nagunim really reached the heart. And you know, I had already a song that he composed of one of my previous albums, which Baruch Hashem became very popular, Achol Masayich.
Right.
That is his song, and then there's another group, Leif Tahar, that has a song, which also became world famous, which is so. And then, you know, throughout the past few years, I kept on hearing these songs. The first song on the album, Yiskul Liris Banim, you know, it's just a song that could be sung. It's just, you know, beautiful, and I felt these are the types of songs that should really be recorded.
Right, and we just played him, Yiskul Liris Banim. And there's a lot of other ones. The one we talked about off air that I believe they sing in the shul. Is that right, Yehi Rava? Which
they sing it before they take out the Torah. I have to tell you, you know, I'm going to say a broad statement, but you know, I've made a lot of albums, and I could say, you know, I could separate myself from this album because let me call myself just a singer on this album, even though I did more. But this is different than my other albums because I never really sing, you know, a whole album of one person's songs.
Right,
besides, of course, the Kalbach Friday Night series. But I have to tell you, I'm really excited about this album. I think it's phenomenal. The music is beautiful by Nochi Krohn. It's just pretty much, you know, I'm not going to go tell you the 10 out of 10 songs are stunning and gorgeous.
Right.
But I do have to tell you that song after song is quality.
Not only that, I think the message that you're conveying is that the songs on these albums, on this album, connects to you. And anyone who's been there, it's a lot easier to understand because it's a shul that really ties in Nigun with the Ruach of the shul. And what's interesting, Shirley, is we have a lot of people in our community, some who have known about the shul, like myself and others, that heard about it, and some of them that have gone to New York, let's say, for Shabbos davening, like something like that. It's just, it really brings the whole davening to a different level.
Yes, it definitely does.
And, you know, like you said...
I was speaking with the Rebbe, and I believe I wrote this on the inside cover, that the Shari Tfila is right next to Shari Nagina. The gates of prayer are right next to the gates of song. So, you know, since they're very close to each other and they connect to each other, you really can't have one without the other. So the fact that Tfila, when you daven and when you pray, and Shari Nagina when you sing, it's just one big connection. It's really a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. And now you live near the shul?
Actually, I live near the shul. Okay. I live on 32 and L, and the shul is on 29th and K. For those of you that don't, you know, Cleveland, do they have numbers or names?
No, names. We have names. We have names.
Yeah, so it, you know, if for those that are from Cleveland, K to L, you know, if you could figure it out on your own, it's about 4.5-5 mile walk.
Is it really?
No, just kidding.
Just kidding.
It's like a block.
Okay, that's right. It's a long block.
But, so but if you say, like, you know, in Cleveland, it's like, you know, I love off the names you have there. Rose Petal to, like...
No, Shannon, Bendemeer,
Wendover.
Severin.
Wendover. We have East Baytree. Sittingbourne.
Our Avenue L is it would be Taylor Road. See, there's an L in Taylor Road.
No, you see, the thing is that you see their side streets are like our main streets because they're so busy there. You know, it's right. But hey, listen, really, it's a good CD. I was listening to it. I really like this one.
Well, I'm gonna play really a quick. I'm gonna play a little bit of Yehey Rav, and then we'll come right back. Is that okay? Is that a good choice from the songs from the album? Is that a good choice?
Hey, Robin, whatever you guys like.
Well, no, but what's your favorite? Which do you like?
I'll tell you the truth. Could I list a few of them?
Yeah, sure. We already played Viasculeris Bunim, so
yeah,
I want to play
like
one more.
I love Enkelokeno.
Okay.
Okay, we can play a little bit of that, too.
Hey, Rava, the third song is beautiful. The Niggin is great, the song number six.
Oh, the Rebbe's Niggun. Why don't we try that?
Let me translate something here. Niggun is Yiddish for tune, or melody.
Right.
Okay, I want to do a translation here. Not everybody here on the listen to the show listens, understands Yiddish, so I want to understand the English translation.
All right, let's take a listen to the Rebbe's Niggun, and you'll tell us about this Rebbe's Niggun.
Okay.
All right, hold on. What a Niggun. What a Niggun. And we're going to find out more about this Niggun. That's a tremendous Niggun, and... I've heard it in the shul.
Tune or song.
Tune or song, right?
In English.
Right. So give us a background, Sully, on this Niggun.
The Niggun is really a song that they sing before Kabbalah Shabbos, before they start Lechun Aranana. You know, someone came over to the Rebbe many years ago and said, you know, how do you start Lechun Aranana? How do you start Shabbos? You know, Lechun Aranana, Neitzeh Hasada, Lechun Aranana, Hashem, Maria, Lechun Yashin. Just by saying those words, you need a Niggun to go into Shabbos. He just came up with this song, and he said we should add the words. These are words that you know that we all, before we do something very, very special, the Chassidus Shakur say, and also, of course, for the Tamino and Olaf Sadurim, also in many places.
Right.
The Rebbe, while the Chassidus sing the song, the Rebbe just says, you know, sings along. And the song that he sings along, and then it's really
very beautiful,
very,
right? I remember there being there Purim, and the whole Olam, the whole congregation is really into it, and really makes a difference. It really, what a way to bring in Shabbos. And again, if you want to experience Shabbos, of course you can experience it. By
everywhere.
Going in there live, right? But the tunes that they sing and bring on are just amazing at the shul. And of course, if you're besides being a Hornestipler fan, if you're a Kaulbach fan, don't forget that Srilli has brought Shabbos to life through the music of Reb Shlomo Kaulbach through. You know, his albums, which are entitled, Shabbos or something?
Shabbos Friday night.
Right, right. So a lot of different ways to bring in Shabbos, but on this unique album, for those who are not privileged to come by the shul and spend a tefillah there or really, you know what the Rebbe is like, you can really experience and get connected through these Nigunim. So,
you know, over Yom Tov, over Sukkot, there's a beautiful tish of Shabbat Chalamayid, and there's just a lot of the neighborhood came. It's really beautiful singing and dancing and Torah.
Right.
And the Rebbe, you know, I frequent the Rebbe Shalosh Shuddis very often. It's just, for the singing, the Rebbe just knows how to talk to the people of this generation.
Right, right.
He's really making a major impact here and in the neighborhood and to all the Eden.
Well, as you know, he's impacting my own family. I have four nephews now that daven in that shul. So And they're very close to the Rebbe, very close. So
good.
I actually heard clips of this before it was made into an album. So we're happy that you know, the way it came out couldn't be better. From, you know, from the songs and the arrangements that and you put a lot of time into it. So kudos to yes, Freddie.
I'm looking at a picture of you in the jackets, the liner notes.
Now is that an Eretz Yisrael?
That is the picture.
Yes, yes.
With your little mini.
That was about 2 years ago. Myself and my whole family went to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot, and I was just, you know, walking. I think I was probably from Birchus Kahanim. You know, that morning that they have Birchus Kahanim.
Yes, yes, at the Kaisel. At the Kotel.
So in the shuk, I bought one of those little
banjos.
Guitar. It's small guitar or big U, one or the other.
Freddie.
Thank you.
It's a small guitar. Is that a banjo, or do you know what it's called?
I don't know. It doesn't work.
I'm afraid to ask how much you spent.
You know why? Because if it was electronic and made in Israel, it would work great. But
yeah, well, okay, it's, like, it's, different
it's not electric.
It's a different voltage. It's not great, electric. Yeah.
Right. He forgot to bring his 220.
Right.
But great picture.
But yeah, so we took that photo. I figured it's a nice shot, beautiful background. So, right. But that's a real shot. Yeah, that's a real photo.
And on the front cover, there's a picture of the Rebbe at his bar mitzvah. Is that right?
No, it's actually the Rebbe's father is the little boy.
Oh, okay.
And the Rav is, this was taken in Milwaukee.
Okay.
So it's a picture that the Rebbe had hanging in his house, and I said, "That's a beautiful shot. Let me bring it to the graphic designer. Maybe they want to do something with it."
Wow.
And they actually did.
And yeah. There it is, right on the cover.
Yeah.
All right, and this is...
And the rest of the cover is a Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, well, on the back, right?
On the front.
On the front, yeah, that bridge. Is that the Brooklyn Bridge?
The bridge is the Brooklyn Bridge, and the right side is Yerushalayim. What we want
right.
to do is...
Oh, wow.
Oh, I get it. Oh, okay.
Look at that.
That's cool. I didn't realize
you know,
either.
With all the lights, it kind of blends in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed right. on the left side there's a lot of traffic, but not on the right side.
Well, today's a marathon, so I...
A really great album. It distributed by Sameach, yeah. Of course, and it's available at all Cleveland Hebrew Jewish bookstores. So look for it by name. It is called The Rebbe's Niggun, sung by Srilly Williger. Excuse me. Thank you for coming on, Srilly, as always. And are you working on your own album?
When did I come up with my last one? About a year ago.
Yes, it's right here. It's right here. Maybe can we play this one?
Right.
We're allowed to play this one. No. Oh,
and then...
Three.
Okay.
And then, and this album is something that I want to let breathe a little bit, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And then I am, Belineder, I haven't finalized yet, but I am going to try to wrap up another Kalbach album.
Great. Great. All right, as we always say on Jewish Community Radio, hear it here, hear it first. And so you heard it. We're working on another Kalbach album. Srilly's working on another Kalbach album. So we look forward to that.
Belineder.
Very good. Thank you so much for coming on this morning, as always.
Before you go, though,
Fred,
keep up the great work.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Fred, and thank you, Svi.
Hey, before you go,
guys, are really exciting, and you should keep up your wonderful work.
Thank you.
Really, it's really great to have you guys, and I wish we could have, you know, we should have a Sunday morning. You know, you guys should hook up here on Sunday mornings. With, you know, we have our radio here. Not
right.
Spiegel, of course, is in New York.
You know what I want you to do, Srilly, because we got to go because Lithuanian Voice is coming up. I want you to tell Nachum Segal I want to interview him on Sunday morning because I know he's not working. Sunday.
Why don't you tell Nachum Segal to have us on instead Sunday morning to the simulcast our
show. He's not on Sunday morning.
No, have his station simulcast us.
Oh,
we'll do New York
idea.
In Cleveland.
An hour.
All right, so let me know how everything goes. Let me know, send me a clip of this online or whatever.
All right,
okay?
We will. We'll have it up online.
Before you go, quickly.
It's late.
Quick promo. Come on, quick promo. Do us a promo.
Okay, good morning, Cleveland. Good morning, the whole Ohio. This is Senator John McCain. Just kidding. This is Srilly Williger. And you should definitely listen because they are going to win. They are the winners.
We can't do politics. let's start over. We can't do politics.
You can say we're winners.
You can't
start again.
What's the name of the station again?
WJCU, University Heights, okay. 88.7.
Okay, ready?
Go.
Good morning, Cleveland Radio. This is Srilly Williger. You are listening to the number one Jewish radio station. Keep on listening to WJCU, Cleveland, 88.87.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. All right, have a great day. Thank you.
Shavuot
Tov. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That was great.
That was Shirley Williger. And
that was fun.
It is time for us to get going.
So let's play a little bit of a song. Let's get out of here.
All right. I think I got a song.
Another song. Okay. Whatever it is. What's the song?
I don't know.
Whatever it is.
A new album.
Check out online at WJCU.org. You'll see what it is. Have a great week.